In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world. realm.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Our Lady, Queen of Peace,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
I have really struggled with my faith, and again, I'm so grateful to Relevant Radio. The joy that I get from my spiritual life, man, I feel like the scales have fallen off my eyes.
This is my religious education every single day when I listen to you. And I go to church and I pray for you, you know, Patrick Madrid and Jim Mariani and everybody. I just thank God. I'm like, for putting people like you on the radio and making my faith just increase so much.
This is why we exist.
Relevant Radio
is to help people get to heaven.
You know, if somebody's thirsting for the truth, what better place than Relevant Radio, okay, to quench their thirst, you know, for the truth? You guys do such a good job, okay, of doing it. And, you know, every day trying to figure another way to say it, okay, but it's always the truth.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio. The Patrick Madrid Show.
It deepens my faith. It gives me understanding. And I also appreciate the current events.
Good morning, Therese.
Don't ever stop talking about current events. I feel like between your show and Drew's show, I am so much better informed to make decisions about things and to pray on things.
You know, as you're saying that, I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Matthew 26, in verse 41. He says, to watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. Now, obviously, they didn't have television or radio or newspapers in those days, but he still taught the people to watch the signs of the times, to be aware of what's going on, and he used examples. I don't think Jesus wants us to just ignore what's happening in the world and just talk about churchy things, because then we will be caught unaware, and he tells us to watch and pray.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
We go there. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And for those of you driving down the Ventura Highway, that's the America song in the background. You're probably listening to Relevant Radio 93KHJ. And it's interesting that we talk about radio and technology because that's the focus of our conversation in the next couple of minutes. But also, I want to mention when you're at Mass and you look around your parish, you might wonder, Hey, where did everybody go? Coming up in this hour, find out who's going to be sitting in those pews and why they are the future of the Catholic Church in the United States. It's a story of hope and change coming up here on The Drew Mariani Show. John Harper in for Drew this afternoon. Chances are you're hearing Relevant Radio. Yes, maybe on a radio, but on a smart device. And you think about it, if you have the Relevant Radio app, you're carrying your faith in your pocket right now. And that app, the smart devices, novelties 10 or 15 years ago. Now they're necessities, right? The devices on what's on them are continually changing, as we see with the Consumer Electronics Show, biggest trade show that happens every single year in Las Vegas. Holland Cook, our next guest, was there. He's a media consultant, and he works with people like Drew and me to help us become better communicators with you. And Holland is joining us from Providence, Rhode Island, to tell you about some of the new technology that we'll probably take for granted by this time next year, and also how to keep you smarter than the smart device you have. Holland, welcome back to Relevant Radio.
Nice to be with you, John.
You have been going to the Consumer Electronics Show for a number of years. You've watched tech change. What new tech has blossomed out of the necessity of the pandemic?
They, first and foremost, scold us for calling it the Consumer Electronics Show, which everybody still does, to the extent that several years ago they changed the name of the organization to Consumer Technology Association. And they've answered your question by doing so, because it's less now about things like a VCR that come in a box than it is about experiences like Uber, for instance. So a lot of the technology is no longer a thing. It's just a different way of doing things. And you're right about the pandemic. The fact that they had the show was newsworthy, because like every big convention a year earlier, they had to go virtual. And a lot of these associations exist because of the revenue they make from their annual show. So everybody was watching this one. And 2 years ago, there were 170,000 of us from over 100 countries. This year, they got 42,000. And it was because of wariness, of course. But the protocols were very official and very observed. To get in there, you had to download that clear app that you see at the TSA at the airport and enter not just your vaccination dates, but you had to actually enter the vaccine lot number that they scribbled on your card, and then it scans your face. And on the way in, they presented us two tests, one to test on the way in and one to test to get home, and everybody was masked up. So the show itself was an expression of this new normal. And Gary Shapiro, who runs the Consumer Technology Association, asked the obvious question. He says, imagine where we would have been the last 2 years without technology. You know, the Zoom meetings, and we've all memorized Netflix at this point, and telehealth visits with your doctor. So I think this new normal we've been hearing about is upon us, and it was a real 360 view to be there in Las Vegas and watch it unfold.
Holland Cook, as we talk about new technology, I'm sure you've seen the Apple Watch commercial where the man is stranded in the middle of nowhere, someone is floating out into the ocean, and the Apple Watch with its smart tech turns out to be the lifesaver because it brings rescuers within 3 meters, 4 feet of that person. But of course, we use our watches now for health. What are some of the new health things that you have seen at the CES, the health tech that we should be wearing to stay alive?
Well, there has been, over the recent several years, there has been a rollout of smart wearables. And who among us hasn't cared for an aging parent or a special needs child? And you can now permission things we are wearing to record and report conditions and symptoms and stay ahead of the doctor to notice what's happening before it becomes problematic. If you have sleep apnea and you sleep with one of those CPAP machines, it can Bluetooth to your device so you can see how you're sleeping, change your sleep hygiene accordingly, and you can permission it to report to your doc. So this is something that has been rolling out pre-pandemic. And there was an awful lot of new normal stuff on display, particularly as employers are trying to lure wary employees back to the office. I haven't heard a lot of people complain about working at home. And we've seen studies that demonstrate as much as 13% greater productivity. And we're not driving an hour or more each way in some cases to get there. So Air Cleanse Systems was showing off technology for desktop computer monitors that captures viruses and pollutants and contaminants. And there was a company called Serenio, which neutralizes COVID and influenza blobs floating around airborne indoors. So there's a lot of make your home safer now that you're cooped up there. And give the boss another try because we're going to sanitize the workplace devices.
And also, Holland Cook, that speaks to infrastructure. The $1 trillion Infrastructure and Jobs Act was passed last year. We are always in this need for speed, yet we hear about problems with 5G and airports. So where's the happy medium if I'm working from home and I need this speed, but there may be some speed bumps in the actual technology?
Yeah, we have our fingers crossed about this 5G interference with the aircraft navigation stuff because they're really just saying, wait and see. You know, it's worked in other countries. I'm reading that the France example is apples and oranges because it's a different power level there. So this is a little ahead of my pay grade, but it seems like they're wishing the problem away. We got our fingers crossed on that one. And also packed into that this new government funding, they want to put up a lot of electric charging stations because people love these new electric cars. And there were gasps when General Motors CEO Mary Barra debuted their new Silverado EV pickup truck. Words can't describe it. You can't even get one until mid-2023. And when they opened up reservations at Chevrolet.com, they sold them out in 6 minutes.
Wow.
So a lot of this buildup on the infrastructure is going to be to court that. The competitor vehicle, of course, is the Ford F-150 Lightning. And the range on these trucks is now up to about 400 miles. They stick her out at about 39.9. They can haul 10,000 pounds of trailer. And there's going to be a rich kids version that comes out later in 2023 that is all souped up. So I think the technology of renewables is playing into the demand for this. People are getting more confident that they're not going to get stranded because the battery runs out. I still like printing out my boarding pass. I've got the QR code on my phone, but as people are trying to get on the plane, I never want to be that guy whose phone battery just died, you know? So there's still some comfort in the old school.
Absolutely. Holland Cook talking about new technology here on the Drew Mariani Show. We know many of you are listening on the technology called your smartphone, your tablet on the Relevant Radio app, the most downloaded Catholic app in the world, thanks be to God, and a tool for evangelization. As you talk about using your smartphone, and more of us do every single day, it's an appendage for many of us. Talk a little bit about security. More gadgets gives more hackers more targets.
Yeah, I was chatting up a vendor whose product is called HomeyBridge, and it's another one of those smart home hub devices. And Wi-Fi rigs are a dime a dozen. But what this one touts is that the app will not gather your personal information or customer data and sell it the way the others do and the way that the search engines do to people who want to sell you stuff. And what they're selling is not a gadget that will Wi-Fi your house. What they're really selling is privacy. And this is a concern every single day. And I'm sure you get this too. You get these text messages on your phone with a link to click. And the most popular one is AT&T thanking me for my monthly payment. And here's a little gift right here. And whatever you do, don't click on the link. you can see the phone number it comes from up above. And if you call that phone number, you're going to get a recording that says the user has not set up their voicemail box yet. Mm-hmm. These are knuckleheads with burner phones. So we're all exposed to this every day, and these vendors are responding with products that deliver the function, but whose advantage is security.
Cryptocurrency, we have seen that as a part of our culture now for the last several years. Am I showing my age, Holland Cook, if I'm still carrying cash?
The session that I really enjoyed the most at CES was called Bye Bye Cash. And, of course, few hands went up when the speaker asked, who has more than $25 on you? And after some $5 trillion in sales moved online during the pandemic, we got used to payment alternatives. Apple Wallet is now business as usual. And they showed us some research. 62% of us prefer making in-store purchases digitally, no contact. There's a little sign on the counter when you go to a Starbucks that asks that you use a credit card. And however this national change shortage came about, apparently coins are old school too. I really feel my age when I want to pay cash for something, because it seems now no longer to be en vogue. Maybe people are just collecting the loyalty points on their credit card. But what I love about cash is it doesn't come back to haunt you at the end of the month.
That's right. Although, if you've got some extra, you can send it my way. Holland Cook helps people like me try to communicate with you, and he is a media consultant and, of course, someone who is very tech savvy and has kept us ahead of the curve on tech over the years on Morning Air and, of course, here on the Drew Mariani Show, reporting on the Consumer Technology Association, the CES, as you probably know it, the Consumer Electronics Show. Thanks for keeping us ahead of that curve, Mr. Cook.
My pleasure, John. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Holland. And speaking of technology, right there, the Relevant Radio app, if you haven't downloaded it, it's continuously updated and always free. And your kids, who probably have their heads buried in their smartphones, put the faith right there in their pocket and on their smartphones with the Relevant Radio app. It will be an important part of their education as young Catholic men and women. And of course, you want the best education for your kids. And as Catholics, you want your children to have that firm foundation in the faith that starts with you as parents, and of course continues with a strong Catholic education. And as you perform that due diligence to find the best Catholic school for your children, you're probably living out that old phrase, your results may vary. Let's talk about Catholic education and really Orthodox Catholic education. More of that coming up in the next half hour. And right now with Father Randy Sly, who's a Catholic priest with the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter, currently serving in the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, Missouri. He's a former Episcopal priest, bishop, and archbishop. He was ordained as a Catholic priest in 2012. And he serves as spiritual advisor for Duke In Ultum, Into the Deep Schools Collaborative, and is a consultant in faith formation, mission, and Catholic identity at St. Michael the Archangel Catholic High School in Lee's Summit, Missouri. More information online, diaschools.org. Father Randy, welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Hey, John, it's really good to be with you this afternoon.
How hard is it now to find Orthodox Catholic education?
Well, I really don't know if I have an accurate assessment of that. I would say that the movements of such things as Duke In Ultum Schools Collaborative is trying to expand the footprint of what we would call Orthodox Catholic education to the point where wherever you go, you can find it.
Tell us a little bit about what you do and the program that you have put together for young Catholic men and women.
Okay, very good. Well, my whole journey in this began when I was the president of St. Michael the Archangel Catholic High School over in Lee's Summit. We opened the school 5 years ago. I was the president just after it opened, and have been with it until this past summer when I concluded my work there and continue as a consultant. But one of the things that we found is that academic excellence, of course, is very important, but the other aspect that really is critical to Catholic education is the formation of the heart, where we truly are forming disciples and allow our students an opportunity to really have their lives transformed by the power of Christ. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was always looking for ways in which this can be enhanced in terms of formation of our students, but also our faculty. And we attended, several of us attended a Duke and Altum Schools Collaborative Summit about 3 years ago. And this was my first opportunity to be around other like-minded presidents and administrators and others who really took seriously the call to form the heart. And I remember after that going up to one of the other presidents and saying, where do we sign up? This is incredible. This is what we need. Because it's an opportunity not to be to be talked to, but rather to share, collaborate, give ideas to one another so that we can all kind of move forward together. So that's kind of how it got started. And so Duke and Altum now is membership-based. We're in our second year of being inviting people to be members of the DIA Collaborative. We had 21 that joined the first year last year, including the school that I was a part of, and about 29 more this year. So as you can see, there's a real movement. This is both not just high school, but also our K through 8 schools also wanting to find better ways to really form the hearts of the young people in our schools.
Father Randy, just like in school, the bell is going to ring and the period is going to be over. I wish we had more time, but I want you to come back here on Relevant Radio to talk about this, because that formation of the heart, in essence, as we commemorate in the church today, in the calendar today, the conversion of St. Paul, that formation of the heart is growing the future St. Pauls of the Catholic Church, the next generation of Catholics that we're going to unpack with Curtis Martin in the next half hour. Father Randy Sly, thank you. God bless you. May the Holy Spirit continue to guide you.
Thank you, John. It was really good to be with you. May God bless you as well.
Thank you. The website, diaschools.org, diaschools.org. Check that out. Curtis Martin with the Fellowship of Catholic University of Students, and we're going to talk about the future of the Catholic Church. They're out there right now in big numbers. There's hope coming up here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, today we'd like to thank Carlos, who's listening in Texas, for donating his Nissan. And you can join thousands of other listeners in donating old vehicles by visiting relevantradio.com/car.
Your Life Connected, the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
We are blessed to bring you a story of great hope. One of the blessings of being a part of the team here at Relevant Radio is you get to talk to people who are changing the culture and also building the future of the Catholic Church. When you and I go to Mass now, you look around and you wonder, well, where is the future of the Catholic Church? Where is the next generation of disciples? They're there in big numbers. And you have heard us talk over the years about the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, Focus, and also Seek. Curtis Martin is the founder of the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. He founded that back in 1998. He holds a master's degree in theology and the author of several best-selling books. I'm sure you've read them. Your kids have read them. Made for More and Making Missionary Disciples. And that's what the Focus Group is doing all of the time and has been since 1998. Curtis, welcome to the Drew Mariani Show. I brag about you guys all the time because I'm just so turned on by the focused members that we have spoken to here on Relevant Radio. And it gives me, as an older Catholic, a great deal of hope. And it also makes me want to work at my faith better based on the witnesses of those young people who are in the Focus program.
I hear you. It's great to be with you. Always great to be back on Relevant Radio. You guys do such a fantastic job. Want to make sure to greet all of your listeners. So great to be with you. I'm happy to talk about Seek 22 and other things going on within Focus.
Yeah, tell us about Seek 22, because I know, like a lot of other things, you were preempted during COVID, but we're back on track now.
That's right. We're forced a little bit ahead of time to go where we wanted to go anywhere. We've been hosting Seek. It's been growing every year, and it's been really fantastic. We were there a couple years ago before COVID. We had about 17,000 students and others there down in Arizona. And then COVID hit, and we went purely digital. And we'll talk about that in just a second. This year, it's going to be a hybrid. So we've got clusters of gatherings. We've got a gathering here in Denver, but we've got more than a dozen other gatherings around the country who will participate partially live and partially they'll live stream in. And so we have our great speakers there, and it's going to have all kinds of fun things. But literally tens of thousands of people will be gathered I like to compare it to what we're doing now. It's not going to the Super Bowl, and it's not watching the Super Bowl on television. It's going to a Super Bowl party with a bunch of friends, but it's not the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl of Catholicism. And to be able to recognize this, and we've got great opportunities. So if you want to go to seek.focus.org, you can register now. You can watch in your living room, but you can also look for gatherings that are going on. It's February 4th through 6th, or just a week and a half out.
And again, the website is seek.focus.org, seek.focus.org, with Curtis Martin, the founder and CEO of the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, here on the Drew Mariani Show. And at Seek 22 is going to be this hybrid of digital and in-person with clusters all around the country. We're looking forward to that. Can you explain the attraction of young people to the message of the gospel, which in so many ways is contrary to the culture in which they grew up, Curtis?
It is wildly contrary to the culture, but the culture's been feeding our young people cotton swabs for lunch. There's just there's nothing desirable about what they're being taught. It's all about them. It's all about hedonism and godlessness. And when we go out and present the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you are known and loved and cared for by a God who is amazing, who loves you more than you could possibly love yourself, when we go out and share that gospel, people resonate with this of all ages, but I think in particular young people who have been so poorly treated for so long. They really have not had an opportunity to hear about the truth, the goodness, and the beauty that Jesus Christ pours into his Catholic Church. And so we're excited to see. What we like to say is the gospel still works. It just isn't preached very often. And so we want to just preach it more. Everywhere we go, young people are responding, and not so young people. And so our hearts were made for this message. And the world can tell us all kinds of things and half-truths and bold-faced lies. But we know deep down that's not what we're made for. We're made for, as St. Augustine said, we're made for God, and our hearts won't rest until they rest in him.
How do you account for the success that you've had, only because these are children of a generation who are under-catechized, yet the Holy Spirit is truly at work, thanks be to God, in these young people. So where's this spark of faith coming from?
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit like selling a bottle of water on the edge of a desert. Yes, they're an uncatechized generation. In fact, they're an uncatechized generation being raised by an uncatechized generation. Mm-hmm. I'm 60 years old. I was poorly catechized. Some of my children have gone through college. Several of them work for Focus. And so you've got now multiple generations, but it's the same thing all over again. When you hear the truth, it resonates with you in a certain way. You're like, ah, it's when you hear beautiful music and it just calms the soul. When you hear truth, your soul responds to it. It's our job is to live that truth. Our missionaries are praying every day. They're receiving the sacraments every day. So they're living this truth, and then go share that truth with joy. And it's an unbeatable combination. We've just watched people respond over and over and over again. And let's be honest, universities in some ways are one of the most hostile places on earth. And yet we've had 23 years, almost 24 years of continual growth. And it's just been amazing to see. We'll celebrate our 24th anniversary at SEEK. And so that'll be 24, years of year-over-year growth in one of the most disastrous places. I mean, you think about the hedonism in the dorms and in the apartments, mm-hmm. and the deconstruction that goes on in the classroom and the godlessness. It's unbelievable. And people tend to be some of the most frivolous years of their life. And going right into the jaws of the lion, we're bringing the gospel and winning everywhere. The only time that I've seen the Catholic Church lose is when we lose by forfeit. When we show up, we win.
Seek 22 is going to be a hybrid this year with clusters around the country and digitally as well. Seek.focus.org, seek.focus.org for Seek 22 with Curtis Martin here on the Drew Mariani Show. And we'd like to hear your experience with Focus at 888-914-9149. Perhaps your children and your grandchildren have found their faith, have really deepened their romance with Jesus because they were at a Seek conference. They are members of the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. Or maybe you discovered Focus and you were in it as a young Catholic adult. 888-914-9149 with Curtis Martin here, 888-914-9149. To hear a term that gets overused, Curtis, in our conversation, what is faith in a woke culture?
Well, we've kind of lost our mind, right? This is and really, relativism has run its course. We're now embracing the absurd. We've God bless the people that are struggling with this. The the anxiety that they're experiencing is real. What they're anxious about isn't as real. And the healing that needs to take place is based on truth and goodness and beauty, all found in a person, in Jesus Christ. And so we're living in a world where they're so confused about even the most fundamental things, boys and girls, life and death. And we have to recognize that in the midst of all this, people have turned in on themselves. We're actually doing a Dr. Edwards, who's leading our leadership through a study on this. Mm-hmm. The young people have turned in on themselves in such a dramatic way because they just don't believe in much going on in the outside world, and we've got to go and rescue them. So they're afraid of conflicting ideas, and what we need to do is sit back and share with them the very fundamental truth. God doesn't judge you. God loves you. He sent his son into the world so that you might be saved. And the world doesn't believe that, but the church does. And so we're mobilizing young people to get out and talk to people. And here's the beautiful thing. It doesn't really matter what you're confused about, what you're anxious about. The antidote is friendship. And that's what we're doing, sending missionaries onto college campus to befriend college students right there. It's a search and rescue mission. And it's a fantastic thing to watch.
We're just having a conversation with Father Randy Sly, who is a priest, and he's a, first of all, convert to the Catholic faith, and he's a priest in the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, Missouri, about Orthodox Catholic education. And he says what he's doing with young people in the middle and the high school level is the formation of the heart. The formation of the heart. Curtis, isn't that beautiful? And that's indeed what you're doing at Focus.
No, absolutely. I would like to say, you know, what's the difference between ignorance and apathy? And of course, the joke answer is I don't know and I don't care, which is the difference between ignorance and apathy. And I would say we do need to awaken people's appetite for the truth. And so that's where you've got to awaken the heart. It would be like the Catholic Church has the fullness of truth. But if people aren't hungering for the truth, they're not quite sure what to do with us. It's like saying, hey, I got some good news for you. I made a great dinner for you. It's awesome. It's 7 courses. And you say, I just had dinner 20 minutes ago. I'm stuffed. I don't have a hunger for the food you made me. Well, so we awaken that through friendship, through joyful interactions, through just having fun. We like to say to the missionaries, go out and do whatever college students like to do that's moral. And spend time with them in the midst of that. They want to go hiking, they want to go fishing, they want to play guitar, whatever it is they want to do, go do that with them in the midst of that, which is the model that JP2 used when he was a parish priest. Just go out and be with them. Their hearts will awaken, and then their minds will begin to hunger for the truth. So it is a game of heart, apathy, and then intellect. I do know, and I do care.
You know, as you say that, you took the words out of my mouth because I was saying you're describing JP2's life, where he was, you know, a man of the world, man of faith. And those are not separate avenues, Curtis Martin. Those are one. That's one avenue that I know you communicate to the students in Focus.
No, we were so blessed to come of age under the leadership of JP2, who was very, very kind to us and received us an audience a number of times and was just very encouraging to us throughout his life as Pope. But really, it was his life even before Pope. I was through my friendship with him. I got to know some folks that were parishioners of his when he was a parish priest in Poland. And my kids used to play with their kids. It was a wonderful thing. And just hear how he was over at their homes having dinner. But part of it was, I want to be a priest for everybody, and I will, but I want to find a handful of families. He found 10 in his parish who, if I spend time with you, will you go spend time with other families? And I can extend the presence through multiplication, which is what we learned. We call it spiritual multiplication within Focus. But if I go work with 3 people and they go work with 3, that's 9. And if they go work with 3, that's 27. And all of a sudden, you're raising up an army of co-laborers, of missionary disciple makers.
Yeah, creating disciples on this day that the church commemorates the conversion of St. Paul as we create more disciples. Indeed, what Focus is doing, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. Curtis Martin is our guest, a preview of Seek 22 coming up. And, of course, your stories about how Focus has changed the lives of your children, grandchildren, and maybe you. Our number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, as we continue with Curtis Martin here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Your Life Connected, The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
John Harper for Drew this afternoon, and as we experienced in the year of St. Joseph in 2021, we're doing something very special this year by spending a year celebrating Our Lady, and we're going to do that with miracles, mysteries, and Mary, exploring Mary's intercession in human history and in your life and mine. Every single day, you can grow in faith and knowledge and devotion through these lessons from Our Lady, Miracles, Mysteries, and Mary. It's free. And to get this email series and to gain access to exclusive content, you can sign up today, relevantradio.com/Mary. That's relevantradio.com/Mary. And we're getting ready for a digital hybrid of the SEEK 22 conference coming up next week with the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. Curtis Martin is our guest, the CEO of the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. And I want to introduce you, Curtis, to a member of our Relevant Radio team. In fact, he's a part of the production team this afternoon, and it's Lucas Holt, who was a part of Focus last year. And Lucas, you did that digitally, didn't you? What was the experience like, and how did it change you as a young Roman Catholic man?
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks, Curtis. So I would admit, last year, it was the first year I'd ever gone to a SEEK conference, and I was a little skeptical because I was like, man, it's online. Like, I'm kind of zoomed out. Like, everything's been online. Like, I really don't know how this is going to be. But I got to tell you, I was so shocked. It was so much fun. And I was really surprised at how engaging it was. And as a young person, like, I long for, so many of us long for authentic community with other people. And the SEEK conference is really a cool time to find other people and really have that fire kind of reignited in you to share the faith and be on fire for the Lord. And that's still possible, even if you're not able to go in person. And I found that out last year. And, you know, the breakout sessions with different speakers, I found myself even being challenged at times. You know, there was a really cool
that's
talk
awesome.
By Chica that was amazing. And I was like, wow, like, you know, the music with Matt Meyer, he was recording it from his own home. So I was like, all right, he's in his home too. I'm not the only one. so it was a lot of fun. And if you're a young person out there and you're like, well, I can't make it in person, I definitely would try and recommend doing it at least digitally, because I think you'll be surprised. And you may be able to connect with some people digitally and, you know, reach out, share contact information and make some new friends. And that's never a bad thing. So, yeah.
It's where we use the technology for the common good, Curtis.
Absolutely. It needs to be, right? Everything should be used for the good. So that's what we've got to be doing. And I'm inspired by your story, Lucas. Thanks for sharing that. And I would encourage everybody, just take 5 minutes and go to seek.focus.org and look at the registration options, because there might be a gathering at a nearby parish or people are renting arenas around the country in Nebraska and Texas. So thousands of people will be gathered in different groups, hundreds in others, and then a handful and still others. Love to have you share this. And we are committed. I told the staff when we voted to do a hybrid this year, I said, I'll only vote in favor of hybrid if we're absolutely committed to a large in-person event next year, even if we have to wear hazmat suits. I'm totally committed to getting there. So we are going to be gathered. We'll announce in just 10 days where that gathering is going to be. But we're excited to be there. I'll gather together. And still at the same time, the silver lining of COVID, there's been so many, this terrible, terrible disease, but there's been lots of silver linings. We hope to host these digital gatherings all the time. As I said earlier, the vast majority of people who go to the Super Bowl don't go to the Super Bowl. They
right.
watch it on television or they go to a Super Bowl party. We want to have the biggest, best event possible, but have the vast majority of people who are participating not there. They're enjoying it in various gatherings by the dozens, hundreds, or even thousands.
SEEK 22 coming up next week online, seek.focus.org, seek.focus.org, with Curtis Martin here on the Drew Mariani Show and sharing your witness as well at 888-914-9149. You heard Lucas, who's one of the producers here on the Drew Mariani Show. What about your experience with Focus? 888-914-9149. Boy, talk about an all-star lineup. You talked about Dr. Ted Sri, who's a familiar voice on Relevant Radio. Father Mike Schmitz, who was headlining last week, one of the primary speakers at the March for Life, is going to be there, and also a wonderful priest whom we had on years ago on Morning Air, Father Joshua Johnson. Boy, does he have a story to tell, Curtis, doesn't he?
Oh, he sure does, and I'm thrilled. I'm an LSU grad, and Father Josh is down there in Louisiana, and he and Father Andrew are rocking it there. It's so much fun to see the Catholic faith coming alive down there, and we're grateful to Father Josh will be back. Monsignor James Shea is going to be there. Sister Miriam, Sister Bethany Madonna, Matt Fratt, Jason Everett. I mean, it's really a very fun. Lucas mentioned Chica. Chica will be back with us. And so we've got a great group of people who, Lila Rose and others, I mean, that's only about half of the speakers. And it's just going to be a wonderful group. And then a lot of these cluster groups are actually also bringing in breakout speakers who will be live at those events. We'll broadcast the main event here from Denver at the Omni. There are still seats available. And so we're eager to see if you all can join us either remotely or in one of the gatherings or here in Denver.
What do I have to do if I want to do a local Sikh in my own community and have, you know, with social distancing and all the protocols that we now have to follow, Curtis, you know, if I want to do this, how do I go about it?
Yeah. So you will go right to that webpage. It'll give you various options. If you want to host, it'll give you options about size, and you can pick that if you're going to do it in your living room. A lot of people, last year I was up in Idaho. People had rented an arena. There were about 800 people. Then I flew the next day, and I was down in San Diego in a living room with some friends, and they had gathered, you know, 25 people. And then the last day I was back at the main event. And so really there's multiple options. You can watch it. You're living with your family. You can invite friends over, or you can find a group that are hosting nearby. There are literally hundreds of locations around the country and around the world. They'll be participating from Europe as well. And so we're excited to see. We really believe that exactly what Lucas said. We were very, very impressed at the impact God had last year through Seek. We just didn't know what would happen digitally. But our young people are so creative. It wasn't our idea from leadership to start to do the gatherings. They said, no, we might not be able to meet with the tens of thousands, but we can meet by the hundreds, and we want to do that. And so depending on where they were and what the rules and regulations were, you know, our attitude is you tell us what the rules are and we'll play to win.
Seek 22 next week, seek.focus.org, in clusters that you can host in your own living room, wherever you are, and of course digitally as well, seek.focus.org, with Curtis Martin and Wayne in Van Nuys, California, listening to Relevant Radio 93 KHJ. Hello, Wayne. You're on with Curtis. Welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I listen to you guys often.
Thank you.
I was fascinated by the Seek conference. I have a couple of grandchildren that are 15, and I was wondering if this conference would be a little ahead of them or if it might be appropriate for them.
No, thank you. It'll be appropriate. They're probably right at the beginning of when, you know, because we're going to be dealing with adult issues, but we'll do so from a very reverent Catholic standpoint. And so this particular one will be primarily focused on the person of Christ. We're going to walk through, kind of take people on a journey of walking with and hopefully into a deeper relationship with Christ. And so really it would be very, very appropriate. Some of the breakout sessions may be more about some of the issues that confront us on a human level, but they're certainly confronting 15-year-olds. And I always want to encourage people.
No, I was going to say that's a good age to start, because we were having a conversation last week about Catholic education and the due diligence in as a parent to find quality Catholic education in your community. And we were talking with a parent in Washington, D.C., who took his son going into high school to a number of Catholic schools in the Washington area. And then they finally hit on one where they said, we use Humanae Vitae as the foundation of our educational process for young people. So when they are seniors and when they go out into the world and go into the college system, they know exactly who they are as Orthodox Catholic men and women. And boy, that's hitting the nail on the head. And I know you do the same thing as well in your sessions.
Absolutely. No, and we're thrilled. And I was going to only add, 15 is certainly not too young. 12 is probably fine, too. I'd say we're going to be addressing issues that pre-adolescents may not be thinking about. It wouldn't be inappropriate, but it may not be exactly itch where they scratch.
Right.
But I would say this. We also have many, many adults, parents and grandparents, who are joining as well. And so the event is for everyone. It has a feel of a university atmosphere, but really thousands of non-university students, people who are parents of university students, many focused benefactors, all will be joining. And so all ages are welcome.
And as I always say when I talk about focus, and you do the same thing too, I'm sure, Curtis, is this is the next generation, next generation's plural of Catholics here in the United States. So when we look around our parish churches and see many empty pews, they're not going to be empty for long because, you know, there are so many numbers of young people that you see in the focus conferences. Look at what we just saw at the March for Life last week. We have great hope about the future of the Catholic Church here in the United States.
Yeah, we're very excited. We're going to hit our 24th anniversary, which means the students we are serving now on college campuses weren't born when we started. So in a certain sense, we are already in our second generation of working with students who are in college at this point in time. But I'd like to talk about the massive growth and impact. And so I'll try to be quick about this, but what we want to recognize is that we practice what's called spiritual multiplication. So four missionaries go out, they start working with 20, 25 students. Those 25 students work with 125. Then they graduate, they get married, and they're having kids. And as we saw at March for Life, there are a lot of families with a lot of young kids, and they're the best families around.
And that's how it grows online, seek.focus.org, the Seek 22 conference next week, seek.focus.org. Curtis Martin, God bless you. May the Holy Spirit continue to guide you and the organization.
Great to be with you, John.